start the recording now. The funny thing is, even though I worked for him, I did not have a relationship with him. And I just wonder sometimes if we can come to church and serve at the worship team, go and be involved in kids' church, be a youth leader, be a deacon, be a comm leader, be an elder, be involved in church, but not know Christ. I just wonder if sometimes we can be so busy with church that we forget the relationship that we have with Jesus Christ. So I want to make this statement this morning. And just listen carefully to the statement. I want to say, biblical knowing is relational rather than merely academic. I'm going to say it again. Biblical knowing is relational rather than merely academic. It means that our relationship, us knowing Christ, is about relationship. It's not about just what we read or what we hear. It's about having a relationship with the only living God. And a word came out this morning about the blood of Jesus and the importance of the blood of Jesus. And we won't have that relationship or have that access to that relationship if it weren't for the blood of Jesus. So I just want to say this again as a foundation, and I'm going to give you a scripture to back that. Biblical knowing is relational rather than merely academic. Scripture that backs that is 1 Corinthians 8. 1 Corinthians 8 says, "But if anyone loves God, he is known by God." Anyone loves God, he is known by God. And I want to share something that I got from a very, very experienced preacher that sits in this congregation this morning, Richard. I took it out of his archive somewhere, out of one of his preachers. So I just want to read this. And I want to ask you just to let this sink in as I read this. It says, this is Christ's question to us today. And we must face it. Jesus wants to know whether we are serious about him. Are the words we speak about Christ in our songs, prayers, and witness truly our own? Words that come from the fires of personal experience, expressed with passionate zeal and grounded in a genuine personal discovery, or are we merely repeating what others have told us? What is our religious life built on? Is it founded on mere hearsay, rumor, and other people's ideas about Jesus that we have stored away and preserved? Or is it built on the reality that Jesus has spoken to us and continues to speak to us each day, face to face and heart to heart? Is our experience of Jesus thrilling, vibrant, and glorious? Can we say, this is my own, my very own? Is our religious life based on first-hand experience or second-hand opinion? And I want to ask this. The relationship that we have, is it that truly knowing God, that we know God? There's a theologian, a Canadian theologian, that said the following, J.I. Packer. He said, there is a great difference between knowing God and knowing about God. And I think that's the threat in the modern church, is that we know about God. That we know about God, but we don't know God. Remember the statement that I made? That biblical knowing is relational. How many people come to church with academic ideas about God? But do we really know God? And that's the title of my message this morning. Do we really know Jesus? John 17 verse 3 says the following, "And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Eternal life is a relationship. It's because of a relationship that we have. And it's easy to come to somebody and say, "Do you know Jesus?" It's easy to ask, because most of the world knows about Jesus. But it is, do you have a relationship with Jesus? Let that just sink in for a while. My question is to myself and to us as a congregation, do we have a relationship, a deep relationship with God? Because that knowing, the biblical knowing, that relationship there is not just I know my pet or I know schoolwork or those things. I want to almost say it's intimate. Biblical knowing is an intimate relationship with God. I want to make another statement. And the statement goes like this. It's what we truly know, we eventually acknowledge. And what we consistently acknowledge shapes the direction of our lives. What we truly know, we eventually acknowledge. And what we consistently acknowledge shapes the direction of our lives. Who do you know? Do we really know Jesus? Do we have that intimate relationship with Him this morning? Proverbs 3 verse 6 says, "In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will make straight your path." One of my favorite portions of scripture is about the woman at the well. And we see Jesus coming to the well, and He meets up with this woman at the well, and he sort of gets a word of knowledge. And He tells her about her previous husbands, and that the man that she's with is not really a husband. And she sort of gets the idea that she's speaking to a prophet. So let's pick up at John 4, verse 25. "The woman said to Him," so she's busy speaking to Jesus, "the woman said to Him, 'I know that Messiah is coming, He who is called Christ. When He comes, He will tell us all things.' Jesus said to her, 'I who speak to you am He.'" So Jesus tells her that He is the Messiah. So she gets this revelation, and she stands up and she goes back to her town, and she goes back and tells them, "But listen, I think I just met the Messiah. The one that we've been expecting, I think I just met Him." And then I won't say the whole town, but a lot of people from the town then rushed to go and see Jesus. And we'll pick it up at verse 39 again. And this is a key part. And I missed this part in the past. So he said, many Samaritans from that town believed in him because of the woman's testimony. So that's key. It's because of the woman's testimony, a lot of people believe. But then it goes on. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to stay with them. And he stayed there 2 days. And many more believed because of his word, because of Jesus' word. And then the key part is verse 42. They said to the woman, it's no longer because of what you said that we believe, for we have heard for ourselves and we know. And it's a thing where they were introduced to Jesus, but by spending time with Jesus, they got that knowing, biblical knowing, a relationship, a deep relationship with Jesus. It's because of that knowing. And then we see it in Colossians 1, where Paul writes to the church of the Colossian church. He writes to the Colossians church, and he writes the following. It says, and so from the day we heard, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, so as to walk in a manner worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. And Paul is writing, he's in prison at that moment, and he writes to this church because this church is going through a lot of stuff. There's a lot of temptation around. There's a lot of different doctrine going around, and they're focusing on the wrong things. And Paul writes to this church and says, hold the line. Know Jesus. Your knowing of Jesus, your knowledge of Jesus needs to increase. Because when we have that deep knowledge, that deep revelation, that thing where we go like, okay, well, this is me and it's a relationship between me and Jesus, that thing will hold the line. If we have a revelation, deep revelation of Jesus, a deep knowing of Jesus, we will hold the line. And we, these days, are tempted by a lot of things, scares of this world, a lot of different doctrines. We are being challenged by the way that we do church and how the charismatic church are doing church. We are tempted by all these other things. And the only way that we will hold the line, we'll be able to hold the line, is to have that revelation, that relationship with Jesus Christ, a deep knowing of who he is. So I want to ask us again, do we really know Jesus? And is that knowing that we have, is it because of a relationship that we have with Jesus, or is it mere academic? Where we've heard about Jesus. And maybe speak to some of the younger kids and younger people. You serve Jesus because of your parents, because of what you heard from your parents, or do you have that personal relationship with Jesus? And we see how cares of this world can sort of get us to not stumble, but maybe doubt. And the story of John the Baptist is so beautiful. So we see right in the beginning where John the Baptist is still in his mother's womb, and we see how Mary came to the door and John leapt in his mother's room because he recognized Jesus. And then later on in John 1 verse 9, it says, the next day John saw Jesus coming towards him and said, look, the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. And we see how John recognizes Jesus. He stops everything. He's busy baptizing and preaching, and he stops everything, and he points to Christ, points to Jesus, and he recognizes Jesus, because there's a knowing that Jesus is the Son of God. He stops everything and he points to Christ, and he says, "Look, the Lamb of God." A few verses on, in verse 36, the same thing happens. When he saw Jesus passing by, he said, "Look, the Lamb of God." But then in Luke 7, we see John the Baptist in prison, probably in prison at that stage. So possibly almost at the time where he's executed, he's in prison, and he goes like, not sure whether Jesus is the Messiah. And he calls his disciples. So let's read this from verse 18 in Luke 7. The disciples of John reported all these things to him, and John, calling two of his disciples to him, sent them to the Lord, saying, "Are you the one who is coming, or shall we look to another?" And at that stage, John probably thought, "Yo, I just want to make sure, is this really Jesus? Is this really the Messiah?" And he can't go by himself because he's in prison at that moment. Verse 20, and when the men had come to him, they said, "John the Baptist has sent us to you, saying, are you the one who is to come, or shall we look for another?" In that hour he healed many people of disease and plagues and evil spirits. And on many who were blind he bestowed sight. And we see a lot of miracles happen. And it's as if Jesus just showed, yes, I am the Messiah. And in Luke 9, we see that John was actually executed. We read that in Luke 9. So what's the point that I'm trying to make? Is even John the Baptist, that had an experience with Jesus, that had a relationship with Jesus, at a moment thought, is this real? Is this Messiah? Is it real? Is this worth it that I'm going through? These pressures, these persecution that I face at work, at school, or wherever, is this worth it? Because I don't want to serve something that's not real. But Jesus is so great and merciful. And at that moment, he did so many wonders just to confirm to John that he is the Messiah. But remember what I said right in the beginning, that biblical knowing is about relationship. Because when the tough gets going, it's relationships that takes us through. A relationship with Jesus Christ, and knowing that he is the Son of God, he is the Messiah, he is our Savior, and he is our King. That's what will take us through. Philippians 3, verse 8, you can put this up, says, "Indeed, I count everything as loss because of the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord. For his sake, I've suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish in order that I may gain Christ." Pressures will come. We see it with Peter, where he had this revelation when Jesus asked him, "Who do you say I am?" And Peter said, "You are the Son of God." And Jesus said, "Okay, well, on this revelation is so great that the church will be built on that." And then later on, when Jesus was standing trial, people asked Peter, "Do you know him?" And Peter actually said, "I do not know him." He used those words. My question this morning is, do we know Christ? And are we secure in that question of that we do know Christ? And that knowing is about a relationship that I have with Christ. Because trials will come, temptations will come, persecution will definitely come. But it's that knowing, that deep relationship with Jesus Christ, that will help us through that. So this morning, I'm almost done. If you guys can close your eyes, and I'm going to read that same portion again that Richard wrote. And I want you to examine your heart. I'm going to examine my heart. And let's all of us just listen to that and examine our hearts and to see where we are. Do we really know Jesus? This is Christ's question to us today, and we must face it. Jesus wants to know whether we are serious about Him. Are the words we speak about Christ in our songs, our prayers, and witness truly our own? Words that come from the fires of personal experience, expressed with passionate zeal and grounded in a genuine personal discovery, or are we merely repeating what others have told us? What is our religious life built on? Is it founded on mere hearsay, rumor, and other people's ideas about Jesus that we've stored away and preserved? Or is it built on the reality that Jesus has spoken to us and continues to speak to us each day, face to face and heart to heart? Is our experience of Jesus thrilling, vibrant, and glorious? Can we say, this is my own, my very own? Is our religious life based on a first-hand experience or a second-hand opinion?